Judge.
Back again, just as soon as jobs I have to do are done.
Johnny Chester singing about travelling down that highway number one. Glory, glory, 25 after 5, 25 minutes to 6, I should say. Sorry about that, 25 to 6. And at 6 o'clock, we'll have Macquarie National News.
Happy days are here again. This week.
Hello, sailor. Gutter black. It's 20 minutes to 6, and at 6 o'clock we have our major Macquarie News Bulletin for you, and after that, of course, the 2RG Regional News.
Your World of Wheels bicycle specialist is
Oh, Living Newton-John letting it shine on 2RG. It's always shining here, even though it may not be shining outside. A brief look at the weather situation. Still fairly mild, 22 degrees, and we have 3 kilometre-an-hour winds. Those winds in a southerly direction. 16 minutes to 6, and you're with Dave Stewart through the evening.
In these few moments while we're talking.
Don't worry, it's okay. It's all right. I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay.
The Radiators, and it's okay, they'll be coming home to see you tonight. It's 11 to 6.
Still many great holidays to be won.
Seven to six, 2RG, the Dingoes, and living and working on the land sounds like a pretty good thing to do. Might go out there myself before too long. Wouldn't take much to move me. And don't forget, we have the news coming up at 6 o'clock. And this evening, we have descriptions of the Harold Park Trots.
The Villa Family Carnival comes your way on Book Saturday, October 27th, for the big Assumption Villa Carnival in Leeton.
Now, this Friday night, that's tonight, yes, why not go out to the Ugali Club for some really great fun, dancing to the sounds of Horizon and Havana. That's this evening at the Ugali Club, so be there. Dave Edmonds, Girls Talk, and they certainly do, sometimes a bit too much.
If you're having a party, you're just having fun.
The Atlantic's Moon Man. Davies Pharmacy is a place to go for the finest in cosmetics. Estee Lauder, Olin and Lancome. For those, it's the Davies Pharmacy in Leeton. Sure is.
They're unconstitutional. The hearing of 12 summons charges against the former Federal Minister for Primary Industry, Ian Sinclair, will begin on February the 4th. Mr. Sinclair is charged on 8 summonses under the Crimes Act, while the other 4 have been brought under the Companies Act. And the top Communist Party officials in Moscow have refused to comment or confirm or deny reports that the Soviet president, Leonid Brezhnev, has died. The officials are remaining tight-lipped about unconfirmed reports in Washington, New York and various European capitals that the 73-year-old president is either seriously ill or dead. I'm Steve Chase. It's 6:15.
And a very good evening. I'm Dave Stewart with the 2RG Regional News. Legislation to establish the Australian Canned Fruits Corporation, with power to acquire and sell the total production of Australian canned apricots, peaches and pears, was introduced into the House of Representatives yesterday. The legislation applies to all states except Tasmania and Western Australia. Veteran Affairs Minister Evan Anderman, representing the Primary Industries Minister Peter Nixon, says complementary state legislation will enable a corporation to assume ownership of production and manage the marketing within the state or production. He says the industry is convinced that a statutory marketing scheme is necessary because of the serious difficulties it had experienced in recent years. The corporation will be empowered to promote sales in Australia and overseas and to act to improve production, storage, transport and marketing of canned fruit products. It will be responsible for determining prices and terms and conditions for sales in both Australia and export markets. Other legislation introduced provides for the position of a levy to meet charges and administrative expenses of the corporation. The King of Tonga and his Queen will visit Leeton briefly next Wednesday. Confirmation of the visit was made this week by the federal and state cabinet officials who will accompany the royal couple. They are due to arrive by RAAF jet at Narrandera Airport on Wednesday morning and from there will travel to Murrumbyne to visit a rice farm. The party will return to Leeton for an inspection of the rice growers' cooperative mills before having lunch at the plantation restaurant. Following lunch, the royal party will tour the Yanko Agricultural College and Research Station and will leave Narrandera Airport for Melbourne at about 3:30. Minister for Health, Mr. Kevin Stewart, announced that voluntary groups involved in the preventative and rehabilitating field of drug and alcohol abuse will receive a record $2.3 million in grants. The New South Wales government is endeavouring to meet the need for new drug and alcohol treatment centres as well as maintaining its commitments to those projects which the Drug and Alcohol Authority began funding in 1978. To date, over $4 million have been allocated for the project. $1.9 million of the $2.3 million grant will go to maintaining those projects previously funded, and over $400,000 will be granted to new projects. The drug and alcohol abuse program extends statewide as 26 of the 50 successful applicants for funding were country-based, Griffith being one of them. The Riverina Foundation will receive $19,000. Investigations are underway into the establishment of an ethnic entertainment club at Leeton. A special committee has been set up by the Leeton Shire to look into the matter. The committee is made up of councillors, Shire staff members and representatives of the ethnic community. It is studying sites for such a club, the demand of the costs and rather the demand and the costs involved. The proposal follows representations to the Leeton Shire Council by the MIA Ethnic Social Organisation, whose members put forward their suggestions at a recent council meeting. They say the proposal involves obtaining long-term lease of a block of land and construction of a building similar to the Ugali Club at Griffith. The club would be made available to the entire community and would eventually become a licensed premises. The manager of McWilliams Wines, Yenda Winery, Mr. Jim McWilliam, said yesterday that recent successes by his company at a major Paris wine show would be a boost to the whole Australian wine industry. Australian wines finished first, second, third and fourth in the Cabernet Jerez category. In third place was a 1971 McWilliams wine, a product of the Griffith District. The winner was a 1971 Penfolds Grange Hermitage, second was a 1973 Lahong Creek Stonyfell Metella, and fourth was a 1966 McWilliams Mount Pleasant Hermitage. McWilliams said that the results had been very pleasing and will be a boost to the whole of the Australian wine industry, and he predicted that a good showing by Australian wines would assist with exports, especially to the United Kingdom. This is the 2RG Local News, 20 after 6. Damage estimated at $150 was caused at Ledgerwood and Company in Griffith, on Wednesday night, or yesterday morning, when vandals broke a plate glass window and a glass door. The vandals had thrown a house brick through a showroom window and also thrown a brick through a glass door at the offices of the engineering company A&G in Lanaham Road. Damage there was estimated at $100. The Bland Town and Country's Mad Hattery Gatter is on again and will be held on Sunday the 21st of October at Fisherman's Bend, Marsden. The day will commence at 10 a.m. and admission fee will be $2 per car. There will be plenty of entertainment for the children including merry-go-rounds and pony rides, novelty events and much more. There will be a boat ride race events scheduled throughout the day including solo men and ladies races as well as mixed doubles and team races. So come along and make it a really family day. Bring charity, goodwill and lots of boats. All proceeds for the day will go to the West Wylong Retirement Village Trust Fund account. The MIA Athletics Championships are to be held at West End Oval on Sunday and records are expected to go in at least 15 events. During the last 11 years of the championships, many unknown athletes have been discovered and given the confidence to contest New South Wales country, state and even Australian championships. A highlight of the afternoon will be the open 800 metres clash between the former New South Wales 400 metre representative Steve Cowell of Albury and Griffith's Kevin Kajuski. Selection for the Riverina squad will be based on the results in the MIA Championships as well as the Riverina Branch Championships to be held in Wagga on December the 8th and 9th. Well, that concludes this evening's edition of the 2RG Regional News, of which the Area News, the Murrumbidgee Irrigator and the Narrandra Argus are a major source. 22 after 6. Let's have a look at the weather situation, of course, brought to you with the compliments of Warburton Southwest Plumbing Service. You know, for all your electrical installations, whether industrial or domestic, call Warburton's Electrics on 624166. They're a division of Warburton Southwest Plumbing, and they'll obtain for you an obligation-free quote. Now, the detailed weather situation, first of all, for the central west slopes and plains. Scattered showers tomorrow and thunderstorms contracting to the east and clearing to fine tomorrow. Early dry fogs and light to moderate to high fire danger. And light to moderate southeast to southerly winds, it should have read. Now for the lower western, morning fog patches and a mild fine day, light winds chiefly southeast, and the outlook for Sunday, fine and warm. Now for Broken Hill, they're expecting a top of 25, and in the south central west slopes, Dubbo 27 and Parks 26. For the Riverina and MIA, well, some showers and isolated thunderstorms clearing tonight and some morning fogs and a fine mild day tomorrow with light winds. The outlook for Sunday, fine. And tomorrow in Griffith, we're expecting a top of 24 degrees. Well, there you have the latest weather situation. Let's have a check at the present outside conditions. A very mild 20 degrees and 10 kilometre an hour winds in a southerly direction. Cat Stevens' song, sung by Wild Horse. It's 6:30, 2RG, because that's Davies Pharmacy time. Now, Davies Pharmacy in Leeton is a place to go for colour processing. You have a choice of three laboratories and a 48-hour service is available, together with free replacement films. Not a bad deal at all. At the specialists, Davies Pharmacy in Leeton. Oh, a bit of a modernised version of Rock Around the Clock. From a French group calling themselves Telex. Can't really make head and a tail of it, but let's have a listen anyhow. The Ferrets with some good advice. If you'd like to take it, don't fall in love. 23 minutes to 7, and of course at 10 past 7 we'll be giving you starters and drivers for this evening's Harold Park Trotting. The Tani Spencer Band. And they've got no time to lose. Liv Mason and Who's There? Take off your coat and come inside. It's all we'd like to be nice and sociable. 17 minutes to 7 on 963 Radio 2RG.
In these few moments, while we're talking,
you gotta get a little dirt on your hands. You gotta get a little dirt on your hands. You gotta get a little dirt on your hands. You gotta get a little dirt on your hands.
A message there from the Deltones that crime doesn't pay, and if you want to get along in this world, you've got to get a little dirt on your hands. It's 10 to 7, 2RG, the new one from Santana. You know that I love you. I love you all. Ah yes, Blackfeather and there, bopping the blues. We're going to be bopping the blues tonight with Johnny Tapp. In fact, crossing over in 12 minutes' time for a starters and riders summary of tonight's trotting events. Then, of course, the first race scheduled at 7:40. Live at Buddha Khan.
To want me.
Cheap Trick. Oh, I hope you had your glasses on there. That's Doug Parkinson in Focus, just coming into Focus. and out of 1969, would you believe, Without You. You're on 2RG, 5 after 7, and of course at Pat Haver Motors in Leeton, dealer number 2023, they have in stock a 1977 Chrysler Valiant Utility. The full price, only $3,850. The registration number, JHM812. Phone them now for details on 532477. Creation, Tell Laura I Love Her. You're on 2RG, it's 11 after 7. We should be crossing over very soon for Johnny Tapp's preview of tonight's Harold Park Trotting, but a little bit of a delay. We'll cross over as soon as they're ready for us. AC/DC, Highway to Hell. That's where we'll all go if we're bad people. Greed. AC/DC charging us up, Highway to Hell. 15 after 7 and no sign of Johnny Tapp yet for the preview of tonight's racing.
What paper tells you more about what's happening in the MIA than any other?
Roxy Music with Angel Eyes. I hope you've got angel eyes looking into your nice blue eyes. And that's what we'd say. 7:30 on 2RG, because that's Davies Pharmacy time. Now, Davies Pharmacy is a place to go for photography. Now, they have a choice of three colour processing laboratories and a 48-hour service is available. So, for photography, see the specialists. Davies Pharmacy in Leeton. Going back with Daddy Cool. Come back again.
I'm open around.
Colleen Hewitt, you've got to carry that weight. 2RG time, 20 to 8. Yeah, it rhymes.
2RG Sport.
And now over to Johnny Tapp for the first event of the night, the Kingsgrove Graduation Stakes of 2,350 metres. Crossing over to Harold Park, and here is John Tapp talking about actually the Caulfield Cup, of all things.
Now, they face very quickly for the start of the opening event at Harold Park, Super Quick and Qatari.
You've got to be cruel to be kind. Nick Lowe on 2RG, 6 minutes to 8. Kiss and their only number one hit, I Was Made for Loving You. This is for Mr. Little. Bobby Rydell, Butterfly Baby. News coming up very soon, and of course after the news we'll be having our second event of the night from Harold Park. Don't forget that Davies Pharmacy is a place to go for photography. They have a great sound movie outfits. It's Davies Pharmacy in Leeton. Sure is. And here's the time signal.
North winds turning southwest to southeast inland and on the southern coasts. I'm Steve Chase. It's 3 minutes past 8.
Thank you, Steve. Now let's have a look at the local weather scene for the Riverina and MIA. Well, some showers and isolated thunderstorms clearing tonight and morning fogs. And, of course, we'll have a fine, mild day. Light winds, the outlook for... Swanee, they're having another crazy dream. Just what we need. 21 minutes after 8 on 2RG and you're with Dave Stewart through to 11 o'clock. And let's take a walk.
Daddy?
Yes, Kim?
Daddy, can I sing the song with you?
Oh, I think so, Kim. I tell you what.
Say that again.
And rocking right into the rock capital with the compliments of the press. 2RG time, 18 to 9. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go, me oh my.
Bad Mission. Oh, what a time for a reunion. That's the Seekers, the original type. I think it's the original type, because there's so many Seekers around, it's hard to know which one's which. That is the, let's have a look, Bruce Woodley and the Seekers. I think that is the original Seekers. Produced and arranged by Bruce Woodley and Keith Potka. Although I think it might be the new Seekers. Who knows? Anyway, we'll leave that up to your band. See if we can make it. 16 after 9 on 2RG. And, of course, this is the racing service. The next race, of course, 9.25. That's the three-year-old stakes of 2,350 metres. But that's in about 10 minutes' time.
At Gordon's Pharmacy this week, there's... October 22nd or until sold out at Gordon's Pharmacy, your ChemWest chemist in Leeton.
Woo! Oh, thank you there, Ian. And let's have a listen to The Car. Let's go! The Angels, are ever going to see your face again? 2RG time, 24 after 9, and soon to cross over to John Tapp at Harold Park. And, of course, that's for the next event. In fact, the fifth event of the evening, the three-year-old stakes of 2,350 metres.
2RG Sport.
And here is John Tapp.
Right, the three-year-old stakes, race 5 at Harold Park, and they...
Chicago must have been crazy, and crazy time on 2RG is 23 minutes to 10, and you've got Dave Stewart taking you through the evening, an extra cross to Harold Park at 9.55, that's for the Spring Cup of 1,960 metres. Until then, a bit of a filler, and a bit of music until then, starting off with the Beatles, Come Together. Creedence Clearwater Revival, another song by that rather talented man, John Fogerty, Proud Mary. 9 to 10, and 10 o'clock we'll have news if it doesn't clash for the next race, and because that'll see us through. It's a race, race 6 this evening, scheduled at 9.55 actually. It's the latest news here on 2RG. David Dundas getting his old blue jeans on. David Dundas, I pull my old blue jeans on. It's 2 minutes to ten. It's about to cross over to Harold Park. But first of all, this evening on Channel 9, if you switch over now, you're just about to catch the Don Lane Show, hosted by Don Lane and Bert Newton. That's on very soon, in about 2 minutes' time, actually. So if you're not having anything going in the trotting, well, you could watch the Don Lane Show on MTN Channel 9. We're expecting 24 degrees tomorrow in town, and a fine mild day after some morning fogs. That's the latest weather seen at the moment. Well, it's not too bad. 19 degrees in town.
2RG's Sporting Service.
Now, they've moved up quickly for this, the second heat of the spring.
G. McDaniel's chipping away at that mansion of love. 17 after 10, 2RG.
What can a kid do? The kids who...
What loaning?
$15. America with the only game in town. 24 minutes to 11, 2RG, and nice legs showing out the face. Dave and the Darrows. Christy Allen giving us goosebumps on with the music on 2RG with Jojo Zepp and the Falcons. Hit and run. 19 to 11.
This Yankee
4-1.
At 4-1 paid 80, and the favourite
Challenge Proof
6-4.
7-4.
7-4 unplaced favourite Challenge Proof. Now, we've given you the TABs officially. Margins 3.5 by 1 and And to listeners on 2GB, I'd like to thank all those people who rang through tonight on the open line.
And we do thank those people who rang through in the open line, of course. Very good evening to you. We have time just before the news for the a new single from the Beach Boys, Lady Melinda. Lady Linda, the Beach Boys. Thank you very much. The Beach Boys, Lady Linda. Davies Pharmacy is a place to go for colour processing. You'll have a choice of three laboratories and, of course, a 48-hour service is available, together with free replacement films. That's at the specialists, and they are Davies Pharmacy in Leeton. Well, it would appear there's something very strange with the time signal.
It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, here's the news now.
This is 2RG National News.
No long-distance air-conditioned trains will operate on the roads and made more than 3,000 people homeless.
Bad missions.
Jeff Hiscock of the Australian Embassy in Tokyo says the embassy staff escaped uninjured.
Good.
I know there are a couple of people have been killed.
Bad missions.
And that sort of thing. There's a lot of trees down and traffic is really bad. The typhoon is now.
Bad missions.
It's already passed through Tokyo.
Bad missions.
The Northern Ireland.
Make of it.
casually, really, it was one of our large trees fell right onto one of the Australian officers' cars. A few tiles off the roof of the ambassador's house, but no, none of our staff were injured.
What a
pity. We're very thankful.
This is Macquarie National News.
The forecast now for the Riverina and MIA. We can expect a few isolated showers and thunderstorms clearing tonight, and tomorrow morning some fogs, then a fine and mild day with some light winds. The outlook for Sunday, fine. Tomorrow maximum temperature, expected to be 24 degrees. At the moment in town, it's on 18 degrees, 3 km/h winds in a southerly direction.
Riverina Security Services Proprietary Limited bid you a good night. Services incorporating Riverina Locksmiths. Situated in Carrotong Avenue, Leeton, why not phone them tomorrow on 532800.
You've been listening to 2RG, transmitting on a frequency of 963 kHz at an aerial power of 5,000 watts. Our transmitter is located at Wajelli, with studios and offices located at Broadcast Centre Griffith and Currajong Avenue, Leeton, in the Murrumbidgee Irrigation Area of New South Wales. After the national song, 2RG will close to reopen tomorrow morning at 5:30 with the Tony Calipari Breakfast Show. And now, on behalf of 2RG, this is Dave Stewart wishing you all a very good evening. Park up the Union Gap, young girl, get out of my mind. Here's a girl not so young, but not too old either. Lena Lovitch, Lucky Number. Doing great things. Modern Man, originally the name of the group, now calling themselves M. Talk about pop music, and talk about pop music, it's time for Paul Delicato. Caramia! a disco upbeat version at 2.5 minutes to 11. You're on radio. Pharmacy in Leeton is a place to go for the finest in cosmetics. They have Estee Lauder, Olin and Lancome. For quality cosmetics and perfumes, it's Davies Pharmacy in Leeton.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is 2RG National News.
Tomorrow, snowfalls developing over the southern highlands above 1,000 metres and rain or showers with isolated thunderstorms and hail in the south. I'm Russell Powell. It's 3 minutes past 11.
And just before we close down, let's have one last look at the local weather situation. Well, we can expect it to be rather cold tomorrow and cloudy with showers that may be heavy at times. Local hail, and in the south, moderate west to southwesterly winds, fresh at first, and the further outlook, fine days, but cold, frosty nights. Tomorrow's maximum, 12 degrees at the moment. It's on a low 8 degrees. We have 5 kilometre-an-hour winds in a westerly direction. And thank you very much for being with us tonight. You've been listening to 2RG transmitting on a frequency of 963 kilohertz. Our transmitter is located at Widgelly, with studios and offices located at Broadcast Centre Griffith and Kurrajong Avenue Leeton in the Murrumbidgee Irrigation Area of New South Wales. After the national song, 2RG will close to reopen tomorrow morning at 5:30 with the Mark Bailey Breakfast Show. And now on behalf of us here at 2RG, this is Dave Stewart wishing you all a very good evening.